We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Abby.
You are my friend. I like to play with, share part of each day with my friend. You are my friend. Together, whatever we do, we have fun. Friends can always, always keep a secret. They're always there to tell your troubles to. And friends share with each other, the kind and considerate. And I'm so glad I have a friend like you. Playmate, come out and play with me, and bring your doggies three. Climb up my apple tree, slide down my rainbow, into my cellar door. Jolly friends forevermore. You are my friend. I like to play with, share part of each day with my friends. You are my friend. Together, whatever we do, we have fun.
Do you like to play with your friends?
Yes.
Well, we're all friends here, and we play sometimes before we do our music, don't we?
Yeah.
But what would happen if there was no order, if people just talked and threw things and it was wild? Would that be fun to play with your friends that way?
No.
Why not?
You would get hurt.
Okay. Abby?
If they're throwing things, just like you said, it might get all messy, so there's nowhere to play.
Yeah. And we have rules in school too, right?
When we can talk.
When we can get up out of our seats.
If we didn't, we would have a hard time learning.
Our parents tell us what to do and teach us in our families.
We have jobs to do around the house.
And certain bedtimes.
We have traffic laws.
And imagine if cars didn't stop for red lights. What would happen?
They'll crash.
Rules and laws are broken and there are consequences. Do you all know what that means, Luke? What does that mean?
Sometimes there's something bad that happens, or sometimes there's something good that happens.
Okay. Miranda, what were you going to say?
Sometimes you get in trouble as a consequence.
Okay. Well, how about some consequences for things that might happen if you break a rule? Abby, you have one?
If you break a rule in tag, you'll have to face this consequence.
Okay.
Sometimes people get tickets for speeding.
Mm-hmm. Hallie?
If you disobey your parents, you can get grounded.
That's a consequence when you do something wrong. Carolyn.
Little kids have timeout.
Lucy, my granddaughter, gets a timeout when she does something wrong. Yep, and it's just time for her to sit down and think about it. I think we all need some timeouts sometimes to rethink our steps, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda, you have one?
Staying after school.
You guys probably never got in trouble at school, though, did you? But do you know some friends who've had some problems at school, maybe who didn't do their homework didn't pay attention? Who can give me an example? Abby.
Sometimes some people in my class, they're supposed to raise their hand or they yell out or they do something like that. And my teacher has to write their initials on the board or send them back to their desk.
So that's not so good when you get your initials on the board, is it? How about for fighting or something with your brother or sister? Do you ever have consequences for that, Miranda?
You get a spanking.
Ooh. Sometimes people get spankings. Sometimes kids get spankings. That's a bad consequence, isn't it? Yeah. Alexa, you have one?
In my family, we get sent to our rooms.
What can you do in your room, though? Can you do some good things in there?
Well, you can, but you're not really supposed to, be reading or something. You're supposed to be thinking about what happened.
Like a toddler's time out. You just take some time to think about what you've said or what you've done or what you haven't done sometimes.
From the time we are born, we need help.
We can't figure things out on our own.
Even grown-ups need help sometimes.
We don't always like being told what we should do.
Our teachers, our parents, friends, ministers, and other people in our lives teach us and guide us.
They help us do what is right.
And this is called what?
Discipline.
That's right. And all through the Bible, we can see stories where God disciplined his people. And the one that jumps out to me is the stinky one about Jonah. Who can tell us about Jonah? Alexa?
Okay, well, God told Jonah to go to some place, but he decided he wasn't going to do that, and so God had him swallowed by a fish.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline."
Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid."
That's what it says.
Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it."
And you all have been trained very, very well. I am so proud of the knowledge that you know and your manners and your character. You all are just wonderful, wonderful children. What are some things that your parents have taught you or your teachers have taught you?
Mm-hmm.
Manners.
Okay.
Raise your hand.
And you just did, didn't you?
Yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Hannah.
To choose your friends wisely.
Very important.
Eating healthy food.
Respecting you like adults and stuff.
And controlling yourself.
Go to Sunday school and church.
Okay.
My dad taught me how to play basketball.
To go to church without complaining.
Using the right language and not saying bad words.
Very important. Luke.
Not watching too much TV or playing too many video games for too long.
If you have homework, to do that
first. So you can do your homework first, and then if you have time, you can watch a show.
Yeah.
And all of these things, your parents used to shape you into the person that God wants you to become. And we all need to listen to our parents and listen to our teachers and have the right friends and spend time doing the right things. All of this is so important. And that's the discipline that we were talking about. And, you know, God our Father has given us rules and laws to follow and obey. And we can find them in His Word.
The Ten Commandments.
The commandments from the New Testament. To love the Lord with all of our heart, strength, and mind.
To love our neighbor as ourselves.
And God has put people in our lives to help us learn His godly ways.
To correct us and teach us.
To pray with us.
To study His Word.
And grow in faith.
We can all help each other.
God wants us to obey Him. And when we don't obey Him, what is that called?
Sin.
That's right. And sin has consequences. It separates us from our holy God.
But Jesus is there for us.
We need to turn away from our sin.
Repent and ask forgiveness.
Jesus will forgive us.
He will make us acceptable to God.
He will show us the way.
He is the best teacher.
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
Is not on earthly things. The prize is found in heaven. You know His power, you know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master. You can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You wanna seek Him, you wanna find Him, you wanna know Him, you wanna love Him more and more. You wanna thank Him, you wanna praise Him, you wanna serve Him, you wanna give Him more.
Dear Father, help us obey our parents, teachers, and you, Lord.
We don't always like to be disciplined, but we want to be more like Jesus.
Through your Spirit, through your Word, through the people you bring into our lives, give us wisdom and understanding.
Give us the discipline to follow you.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
That's 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com to learn more about our music and ministry.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And remember,
no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Thank you, Lord, for bringing godly people into our lives to show us the way.
See you next time!
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.